Until today, Earl Blumenauer was one of those undecided members of Congress. He's a Democrat from Portland, Oregon. He says he will probably vote for the funding bill.
It is a wrenching decision because I've been against the war from the very beginning. I voted against it every instance. I voted against every supplemental appropriation. I've campaigned against it at home and around the country. But this is the one opportunity to actually rein in the war for the first time. It's not exactly how I would write it, but it will be the most aggressive stance that has yet been taken that actually has teeth in it here on Capitol Hill. And the alternative is to allow basically the supporters of President Bush and what I think are disastrous policies to write the supplemental themselves. And I think that's a mistake.
Now, despite your strong feelings about the war and what you're hearing actually with anti-war activists moving throughout the halls of Congress, there are some lawmakers who believe that Congress here is stepping into an arena where they really don't belong. And some Democrats are even in agreement on that. They're withholding their votes because of this. Is this a case where Congress perhaps is overreaching? Should this not be a case of presidential prerogative?
Not at all. This is a case where Congress has been too slow to do what it is constitutionally empowered and I think morally obligated to do. We're a co-equal branch of government. We've abrogated oversight. We've given the president a blank check. We haven't pushed back. The only reason that we're in this conundrum now is because Congress has not been acting like a co-equal branch of government, but instead has been an enabler of the president's disastrous policies.
One last quick question before we let you go. I understand that you went through quite a bit of deliberation before you decided to support this measure. What was the primary sticking point for you? The continued funding, the lack of more specific benchmarks, or the timetable? What was it?
Well, this is difficult to sort of reconcile the notion here that by actually voting in favor of this, with the restrictions, with the timetable, that this would actually accelerate the conclusion, that it would be a step to try and rein in the president. I concluded that this is the best package that's possible and that it's critically important to keep the pressure on. If this is unsuccessful and we end up letting the president and his allies on Capitol Hill write the funding bill, that's not going to be any check on him. It's the wrong signal to the public. It's the wrong signal to our allies around the world. It's the wrong signal to the Iraqi people.
Congressman Blumenauer, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
That was Congressman Earl Blumenauer. He's a Democrat from Portland, Oregon.